ABC Radio Australia.
They might not have won any medals in the pool at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, but Fiji swimming still took a giant stride by making not one but two relay finals. Their four-man team of Hansel McCaig, Epeli Rambua and Tamafi Yelamaiwai and David Young finished sixth in the 4x100 metres medley final and eighth in the 4x100 metres freestyle event, this after setting two national records along the way. Fiji's success was a first for Oceania and one that Fiji Swimming intends to build on as they eye off the possibility of medals at future games. Lucy Erasito was the Fiji swim team's manager at the Commonwealths, and she says everyone involved was thrilled with the performance and what it might mean for the future of competitive swimming in the Pacific.
It was phenomenal. I think they were shocked to get into the finals, but they swam really, really well. It was just an amazing time for us because they had been training very, very hard and putting all the effort and getting a lot of support from their families as well, and even from the other Oceania teams cheering them on, you know, and even from the Australians and New Zealanders who came and cheered them on as well. And that was really good.
And there were a couple of national records along the way, but I'm thinking, looking to the future, so often Pacific teams go to international events and there's much talk about national records and those that when they're set, quite rightly, those who set them are very proud about that. But the next step is closing the gap, isn't it? It's going beyond national records and closing the gap on the teams that lie ahead. How do you go about doing that, do you think? Does Fiji have the resources?
We have a lot of challenges. The resources, I would say, we've got the coaches. We've got a lot of qualified coaches. But it's actually trying to maintain the swimmers to a certain level because they get trained and then they leave the sport. So we're trying to develop the younger swimmers and then maintaining the older swimmers as well. We get a lot of support now from FINA, financial support. That's very important as well, keeping them in scholarships in the US and also trying to gauge some partnership in Australia at the moment to see if they can go and train there. We had a few swimmers who went to train in Australia prior to the Commonwealth Games, and we believe that eventually we will get there. It's just very difficult trying to maintain everyone in the sport, but it's all about perseverance. We've invested a lot into the coaches trying to get them upskilled. We have one swimmer who managed to qualify for the Worlds. That's amazing for us. And even getting into the Commonwealth Finals, that's another great step for us. So we just have to keep persevering.
And do you feel do you feel that where Fiji is leading now in the pool can be an inspiration to other Pacific Island countries? Because I think clearly Fiji and perhaps also Papua New Guinea have been the two Pacific countries who've made an impact in the pool in recent years. Other Pacific Island countries, not so much.
We had the Cook Islanders and Samoa. It was like an Oceania team, and it inspired them, and they said they're aiming to try and do that for their country. And with our Fijian team, they maintain great friendships with the other Pacific Islanders as well. And they had a prayer session and sang together before the finals, and it was quite emotional to see that.
Do you see the task of finding individual success as compared to the team success that was achieved at the Commonwealth Games harder? And I'm thinking, for example, Eileen Thikamatana, of course, won a gold medal for Fiji in the weightlifting 4 years ago, and then there was all the controversy about her leaving the country, and she then won a gold medal for Australia. But the point there is individual talent winning an individual medal, and I assume that's something you would like to see Fiji achieve in the pool as well.
Yes, yes. That's hopefully not a long-term goal, but that's one of our goals that we can, you know, we are trying to achieve. Right now, we've put into place squad times that's difficult to attain, but a lot of the swimmers are achieving it now, which is, you know, fantastic because 4 years ago they didn't achieve those times. So we can see the gaps closing for us in achieving faster times. And even during COVID, Fiji Swimming keeps implementing a lot of competitions right throughout the year and then also trying to get them go overseas and compete. And we can see the times are getting faster and faster. And recently, our development team came back from the Junior Panpex, and they also did very good times. We believe that we will get a medal. You know, we're just hoping it's sooner.
Can I presume you'll be team manager again at the Pacific Games next year?
Well, I'm hoping that we have other managers come along, but I don't mind supporting and helping them along because, you know, it's just not managing the team. It's all about logistics and trying to work together with the coaches and trying to get camps and also trying to get support financially. Part of our journey as well is we're getting a lot of good support from Australian government, especially even Commonwealth Games. They came forward to help us. So that's helpful. helped us develop quite a few swimmers to go and train in the UK prior to the Commonwealth Games. So I'd like to keep continuing helping in that way.
Do you know how many multi-sports events you've been to as team manager? It must be quite a few by now.
Maybe 12, 14, counting the World Championships, Pacific Games and the Oceania.